Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello everyone, and welcome to the Nata PR School podcast, episode number 18. What is PR for? Why do we use public relations? This is the question of the day. I love to bring you some questions like that. As you can imagine, there are questions that our clients ask us, and I figured you probably have the same questions. I wanted to share my thought about what is PR for and why do we use PR. And my partner David Tremblay and I, we talk every week about this same topic. Actually, we ask that same question every single week. How can we raise our clients' profiles? How can we make our clients more visible? This is a question we go over every Monday. We have a meeting where we are super organized. I love to call it the ISO Nata organization. So we have this meeting where we go over each of our clients and we ask that same question. What more can we do to make them visible, to make sure they have the best, you know, interviews, reviews, articles? How can we provoke these amazing interviews with our clients, with the spokespersons that they have? And of course, how can we create a bigger buzz on the social media? How can we make them more visible on social media? And I wanted to share something very interesting with you. I love that. How super strategic it becomes. Well, you know me, strategic, what does that mean? And sometimes, you know, for the longest time, I had those people coming, telling me they were strategists. They were amazing at building strategy, but it didn't seem to me real and concrete. So I wanted her to go further, not just to throw at me this empty word, like it's highly strategic. Yes, so what more? And this is the part of our job that I love. This is where we can be super creative and find different angles, different way of presenting some of our clients. And I love sometimes when my team, I say the girls because so many women work in the communication industry, but there are men as well. So I'm saying hi to all of you men. We love you. We want you in our industry. But the girls at the agency, when they become more knowledgeable and they have more experience, they find some super creative way to present a product. And I love that so much. So let me give you a very concrete example so you can have this image and understand what it is. It's not complicated. So what you mean when we say PR can be highly strategic? For example, think about a clothing collection. So we can, depending on what's on the season, depending on what's in the collection or what's happening out there, we can create different stories of what, for example, what should you wear when you're on screen during virtual meetings. We all have these, all of us have been through so many virtual online meetings, and it's not going to be over even after, you know, COVID is over and behind us. I'm sure they will still be there because sometimes it's so much faster and so much easier, especially with people all over the world. So this is a great story. So how should you wear in front of your screen? And another point, another angle, another strategic angle could be, what will your holiday ensemble be during COVID in front of your computer? So what will you be wearing? Because we won't probably certainly be able to meet with our families. So we'll have these online meetings. What will you wear? What can you wear? So we can make a story depending on what's in the collection. I love sometimes some clients are specialized, let's say, in fitting. We had a company a few years back. They were expert in fitting, meaning they were creating these incredible pants. And the fit, when you had the good size for you, was just amazing. So we decided to create this fun story about the little black pant. So women who are listening to my podcast, you know the little black dress. We should have, all of us, we probably have, all of us, a little black dress or a little black outfit in our wardrobe. So we decided to create this fun story, very strategic, having this little black pant as the center of our story. And you can imagine media just loved it. And we had so much fun with it because you can dress it up, dress it down, or, you know, there's so much you can do with just a little black pant, just transforming what you, the top you're wearing. So endless possibilities, as you can imagine. And back to the question of the day. So what is PR for? I wanted to just go through why we combine it with public, with social media. I talk about it quite a bit. So what does it mean? Why do we do that? To tell your clients about your products, especially through social media, through the eyes of influencers, because you can really talk directly to your clients, your consumers. So why we use PR combined like this with social media to tell your clients about your products, simply. And we want to have your clients excited. It's like creating an ongoing communication with them. And they see you, they know you, they know about your new products, your new launches. They learn about your product. And this is the best way to share who's behind your brand. Consumers want to know about the product's background. Even if your, let's say, your basic ingredients are from abroad, but you're using this unique know-how to manufacture something or to create something, your consumers want to know that. And it's a fun story to tell. And then it can become really local, for example. So as you see, there are so many ways we can talk about is a product or a service. And I wanted to share also another of my concern, actually. These days, I'm working with some clients at the agency, and I realized that many of them completely forgot about their local newspaper, their local media, sometimes even online. So regional media, as we call them, your local newspaper, that probably lands, you know, at your doorstep on a regular basis, I'm sure you flip through it. Although most of our clients have completely forgotten about this paper, especially if you're a dealership or you're very present in the market, your restaurants, for example, your local newspaper should be part of your media plan, publicity plan. And then, you know, ask your PR agency to go knock at the door and make sure that when you spend money with them, they can also tell story about you, because this is one thing to buy publicity in a local newspaper, but you can go so much further. So try to not forget this affordable medium, actually, that we can easily support at a minimal cost, especially if you have an ad budget. Make sure you think about these little ones, because most of them have a hard time surviving right now. And I'm telling you, there's so much you could do with them. Keep in mind that your local newspaper is also online, right? And so back to my question of the day. So what is PR for? Well, PR is simply to help us communicate with each other, with your clients, with your consumers. So the answer is PR is for communicating. You may have invested a lot of energy and resources to create something, a service or a product. And, you know, if it's clearly stands out from the competition, but you haven't put aside the budget to tell the world, it's going to be difficult to drive some sales. I'm telling you, it might take a while and you might not survive long enough for that. So if you are in creating something, please, please make sure you have some resources to tell the world about what you're doing. And if you want to know more, we're there for you. You know that I'm there, and I'll be happy to help and talk to you and explain what we can do. And you can contact me. You can also go on our website, natapr.com, natapr.com, And if in exchange of your email, you receive our NataPR model. And more than that, you'll be invited to our free webinars. You'll have tons of information for free. And obviously, as you listen to this podcast, I hope you are listening and learning a few tips you can include in your day-to-day work that you can tell your marketing team that you've learned. Or you tell them to come and listen, go and listen to this podcast. So hopefully you've learned something this week. And I just hope you'll be there next week. So à la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the NataPR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine!